You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Score North knows it's been a long winter. Time to dream about the warm weather ahead at the 2023 Choice Bank Minnesota Golf Show. Returning to the Minneapolis Convention Center February 24th through the 26th. For a very limited time, you can get tickets for half price. Visit scorenorth.com right now and use the keyword golfer to save 50% on admission. Your admission ticket also gets you 14 rounds of free golf. Visit scorenorth.com, keyword golfer, to get this limited deal. See you at the show.
Get in the know. Nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
You know what? This I'm going to make it official. When you hear this music, oh, my button bar froze, of course. When you hear that music going forward, that's going to be the music that signifies we are going to pick the schedule. And today is the first day on this bonus episode of Purple Daily. You'll also get the Write That Down episode later today where we make predictions, the final round of predictions for the season on the second episode today. But we're going to pick the schedule about 100 times between now and the start of the regular season, give or take somewhere in there. And today is the first day. Maya Mackey is very excited.
She wants in. Win.
She's already got them with 12 wins after the Brian Flores hire.
Win. That's three wins right there. That's 2 minutes into the show.
19 wins. That's not even possible, Maya. It's not mathematical. Picking the schedule now. Picking the schedule now. Yes, we will.
We don't even know the dates yet. We don't even know the order. This is craziness.
We have the home games. We have the road games. We know who the coach is, the coordinators, now that Brian Flores is in town. We don't know who the draft picks are. We don't know who the free agent signings are. We just have to make our own assumptions here as we pick the schedule for the first time. Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment. Presented by our friends at TCL, now an official partner of the NFL. No matter what you watch, TCL has award-winning TVs for any budget, any space, all with stunning picture quality. And TCL makes more than just TVs. They offer mobile products, audio devices, home appliances. TCL brings you joy and simplicity through innovative technology. Cheers to the first picking up the schedule here from our friends at Surly Brewing Company as well, Judd.
There's only one way to pick the schedule, boys, and that is with a Surly, perhaps a Furious, right in front of you. What screams picking the schedule? Like Surly, Furious, all of the great beers from Surly. So when you do sit down, of course, pick responsibly. We don't know dates yet. We don't know order yet, but enjoy a Surly while you pick the schedule.
We also have a mock draft here. I would say one of the more notable, he's not quite on the Mount Rushmore of mockers, but he is, for the mock drafting community, those of you who are in the know that Lance Zierlein is a big-time mocker. Oh, yeah. He's not McShay Kuiper-level popularity, but he has a 1.0 out that we should get to today. Nice. So, all right, I have a list of home games and road games. They play 17 games. The schedule is harder for two reasons. One, you play 9 road games this season instead of 7 last year. Because remember, they had the NFC and AFC with the odd number of games every other year. It's a 9-8 flip. But last year, the Vikings had the 9 home games, 8 road games, but one of them was in London. So they wound up only playing 7 true road games last year. This year, they play 9 true road games and a first-place schedule. So how do you want to tackle this? Should we just start with, you want to start with the home?
Yeah. Let's start with home.
Lay a good base and kind of go from there?
Yes. I think that's the best way to go about this.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with, I don't know, maybe they'll just play 8 home games to start the season, get a bye week, and then play exclusively on the road for the last 9. Maybe that's the way the schedule shakes out.
First of all, 2023 is going to mark the first year that KOC wins an exhibition game. Because I'm going 1-1 in the exhibition games. I believe
they lost.
I think they lost both of their exhibition games last year.
Okay. Are we down to two? Or did they play
or three?
Three.
There's three, I think. I think they went 0-3.
Judd's appendix exploded before the
That's right.
first
San
one.
Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt.
Just because you were unconscious doesn't mean that.
I missed the 49ers game. Anyway, they're going to win at least one, so KOC is going to break through.
All right, well, let's start with, I'm just going to go in the order in which I have them in front of me, the home games. The 49ers. And you guys, I'll try to keep track. You guys keep track of your own two.
I'll keep track of my own, yeah.
Okay. 49ers. Yeah. We'll go Judd, Declan, me.
All right, 49ers. It's a home game. I'm going to go loss.
Wow.
I like San Francisco. Mm. I'm going loss.
Yeah, I'll put this as an L. I don't know who's starting that quarterback for him. Hell, I don't think the 49ers know who's starting at quarterback for them.
Starting a quarterback for the Vikings.
Or maybe.
Is Trey Lance, revenge game?
But I'm gonna mark this as an L. So it's a loss for me as well. Sorry.
You know, this feels like until I know who the 49ers quarterback is, and we know that it's not Tom Brady, I would say it's unlikely to be Kirk Cousins, even though we did a couple episodes on that, much to the chagrin of Cousins Crusaders. I'm going to say that until I know who the Niners quarterback is, that they walk into U.S. Bank Stadium, and they fall into the trap. It's a win for the Vikings.
All right.
All right, home against the Chiefs.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is a tough one. This loss.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I got this as a loss, too.
It's a tough one.
Good I could see a Super Bowl hangover, though. If they win the Super Bowl, it's early in the season. They could still
It depends on the timing of the game.
Dynasty hangover.
In fact, we're going to have to pick the schedule soon just to pick how it's going to shape out. As far as dates go.
At some point, you're going to have to do a mock. Yeah, a mock
schedule. No, I know, but saying is I think we might need to do more than one mock schedule.
Vikings-Chiefs could be a sneaky, that could be like a Monday night game, too. Yeah. I could see them playing a game like that.
A little Sunday night, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Thursday or something. All right, Chargers at home.
Win.
Win for me as well. You know, it's kind of funny to me. Hot take, potentially, there. Hot take, police. I hope I don't get pulled over for this. I feel like Justin Herbert, the perception around him kind of reminds me a lot of Kirk Cousins. It's always the infrastructure around Kirk. Same thing with Herbert. His head coach is kind of a buffoon. His defense gives up a lot of points. His offensive line is always banged up. I think talent-wise, Justin Herbert, just raw talent, leaps and bounds ahead of Kirk. But I think we're entering a similar territory there with Herbert. Maybe even a better comp might be Matthew Stafford. Like, Stafford was a number one pick in Detroit and just never had the right infrastructure around him. But I feel like we're entering a similar conversation with Justin Herbert.
Well, we won't know until he gets another coach, right? If he gets another coach or something.
This is where Declan is in trouble now, too. You do realize that as much as you hate Brandon Staley, Kellen Moore is now his OC. So, you are torn here because you've basically been saying that Kellen Moore is Vince Lombardi the second.
It's a win-win for me.
His infrastructure should be pretty solid if your take on Kellen Moore is correct. Yeah. So we'll find out.
One of my takes will be right. So, yes, it's great.
Saints at home.
What's your prediction, Phil, for Chargers?
Oh, sorry. I have it as a win. I think Brandon Staley gets fired after the season. I think they have another weird type of result. It's a win. Mm-hmm.
Saints, win.
Okay.
Win for me, too. Did I see your NFL Network? They said Derek Carr might visit there or something. I thought I saw something.
Yeah, they've invited him for a visit, and he's doing due diligence. But they have a week before they have to trade him within a week, or I think the roster bonus hits.
Yeah.
So now could he screw them and deny? Because he has a full no trade clause, right? So couldn't he screw them on the cap hit?
If he can, he should. I would.
I don't know how that works. All right, Buccaneers, a Tom Brady-less Buccaneers team at home.
Win
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I have it as a win, too. That team looks like it's headed for a full rebuild. Speaking of, we don't know what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers going into a dark room with no stimulation for at least 4 days.
Can we talk about that?
His decision. For just Packers at home.
Can we talk about that for a second? I'm convinced. I became convinced of this fully. I thought about this before, but yesterday on McAfee, I think Rodgers and McAfee might be in on this. I think a lot of this is just a spoof.
I don't know, man.
I think a lot of this is just a.
You think
so? You're telling me Well, I'm just saying, be open to the thought. It might be yes, he's that weird. He might be, but think about what he was talking about, and he's coming up with stuff that what? I'm going into a dark room. for
someone found like a
they pass me food.
Yeah, there's like a hole in the door, and they pass him food twice
a day. I think it might be a spoof.
But somebody found some sort of like promotional poster on a Facebook page or something. It wasn't being publicized by Rogers that I know of, but someone found it was like an astronomical something about how like I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even know what it is. But it was like he was joining some woman on some like astronomical reading podcast or something. And I'm not trying to make fun of him. I'm just saying he definitely he's an odd guy, man. There's a reason why he's in his he's about to be in his 40s. He's never like had a long-term relationship. He's estranged from his family. He really knows how to play to that blue-collar Green Bay, Wisconsin crowd.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yes. It's a win, by the way, for the Vikings. Okay.
Yeah. Win for me as well. Win for me as well.
I agree. I don't even if Rodgers is playing, I think it's a win. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bears at home.
Win. Okay. Tougher, but a win.
Win for me as well. Yep. W.
These Bears games, this Bears game is always weird for the Vikings. I mean, they almost, even like the last couple years when the Bears were tanking and rebuilding. I'm going to say it's a home win, but I'm curious what we say on the road side of it when we get there. Okay, Lions at home.
Ooh. So I have them with two losses. I think they only lost during the regular season. They only lost one game this year, right? The Dallas debacle.
At home. And
so, right?
Yeah, regular season, yes.
Yep. You know what? I'm going to go loss just because I think it's going to – I think at some point in time you're probably not going to sweep your division opponents all the time. So I will go loss here.
Yeah, similar logic for me for Judd. I think if they lose one of these divisional games, it's probably Detroit, at least on paper right now. So that would be a loss for me. I have them 5-3 on the home schedule for this season.
There's something about Detroit that just sort of has the Vikings number. Now, could Brian Flores throw a wrench into all of this? Of course he could. But I'm not a believer that the Lions just like popped up random. Do I think Dan Campbell has a shelf life? Yes. Do I think the shelf life is good through 2023? I do. And so I think the Lions are a really feisty, tough team in 2023. So I have the Vikings losing a home game to the Lions. All right, the road games here, boys.
All right.
The Philadelphia Football Eagles.
Loss.
Okay.
Loss.
Tough place to play.
Yeah. Loss.
Good team.
Yeah. God, it's just, could they lose in the Super Bowl, have a Super Bowl hangover? But
although, you know, Kirk, 2018, one of his best games in his first year as a Viking was the game at the Link.
Yeah.
Through the great pass to Thielen.
This team feels like with Jalen Hurts, this team feels more sustainable at quarterback.
Yeah.
It just feels like this feels like a nucleus that's going to be formidable for the next 4 or 5 years.
Although Brian Flores,
I know
defense, Asamoah spying Hurts. What do you think about that?
God, this road schedule at Bengals.
Ooh, that's a loss.
Loss me too.
At the Bengals again.
What?
Are you questioning the schedule again?
No. I'm just saying they opened the season at Cincinnati in 21. Correct?
Oh yeah, they finished first, so they get the. They got to play Cincy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always like two or three more games thrown in now because of the 17-game schedule, too.
Okay, loss.
So Bengals, yeah, it's a loss for me, dog. Falcons on the road.
It's a win.
Win.
That's a win, dog.
That's a win.
These games, it's so easy to sit here and say, Falcons, guy. But the Falcons were feisty last year. That's definitely a game you could fall into it. But in terms of the script right now, I'll say that's a road win for the Vikings. Okay,
You've seen the script?
I have seen the script.
You saw the script, you SOB. I've been asking Goodell for the script for 2 years now.
I'm giving you the script game by game here. I'm just making it seem like I'm hemming and hawing.
Okay, Panthers?
Panthers on the road.
Panthers are going to be an improved team. I am going to go with that's a loss. And O'Connell melts down post game. I saw the script. I don't know how he's going to do this exactly, but it's calling for him to melt down. And call his team soft. I just think this is a bad idea. I think that the writers are way out of line. It's a loss.
Okay.
Win for me. I have no idea who's playing quarterback. I mean, Frank Reich, I think, got a raw deal in Indianapolis, how things exited there. But I don't like look at Frank Reich as like this amazing coach either. I think it's a team that potentially could be on the up and up, but I don't know what Panthers team is going to be out there. And I think as it stands right now, the Vikings are a better team, even if it's on the road. This is a win.
Who the hell was playing quarterback for the Panthers last year. Baker Mayfield for
Sam
minutes.
Sam Darnold at the end.
Sam Darnold down the stretch.
Yeah.
So. And they still, so, you know, they traded Christian McCaffrey, and they wound up, let's see here.
Steve Wilks, you know, brought him back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they were 2-7, and they wound up finishing the season 7-10. So they wound up with a 5-3 record mm-hmm. down the stretch, including, you know, they beat a tough Detroit team. They won on the road in Seattle. They won a couple division games. So, yeah, I think they're going to be. I do think they're going to be in a better position. They're going to be in a better position than they were under Matt Rhule. I don't know if they're going to be in a better position than they were like hot under Steve Wilks, but I think it's kind of a classic trap road game. Where the Vikings lose this one, so it's an L. Okay, at Broncos,
I'm gonna go with a win here. Sean Payton is gonna improve that team rapidly. I would assume that Russ is going to be a far different quarterback than he was this past year, but I'm gonna go a win there. It's a tough one though.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning loss right now. This one might flip flop a lot for me. As we do these a million times, but I think as it stands now, it's a loss, tough place to play. You know, everyone's talking about how Russell Wilson has obviously a lot to prove now that he has Sean Payton. I think Sean Payton also has a lot to prove. He was hitched to Drew Brees for his entire career. I think he's a great offensive coach, but I think he's got a lot to prove here too. If he can go in there and turn Russ around, well, you're talking about a very, very good head coach. But I think there's two people that have to prove a lot there. It's not just Russell Wilson, but Sean Payton too. But right now, I think it's a loss for me.
It's a loss. I don't think the Broncos are going to be what people hoped and expected that they would be when they made the trade for Russell Wilson, but I don't think he's completely cooked. There were some really weird chemistry issues behind the scenes there, and Russell Wilson had like his private quarterback coach, Jake Heaps, and all these other random guys. And I love how Sean Payton was asked about this a couple days ago. It was like a side scrum after his introductory press conference, I think. Mm-hmm. And someone asked him, hey, you know, Russell Wilson had his like private quarterback coach and private trainers. And he goes, well, I don't really know much about that, but that's not happening under my watch. So I think he's going to bring everything together a little bit more and just have it be more professional. So they are going to be a much tougher beat and their defense is really good. So I'm going to say loss.
I had no clue that Russ actually had his own guy there. That's craziness. Yeah.
So here's the backstory too. Jake Heaps was a mid. So Jake Heaps was like a. I think he was a practice squad guy for the Seahawks like 5 or 10 years ago or something and got close to Russell Wilson. And then he became, so he did like some quarterback coaching. He was working with Russell Wilson for years and years behind the scenes while also doing a midday sports talk show on the ESPN radio affiliate in Seattle. So he was like Russell Wilson's quarterback, private quarterback's coach and doing a talk show for 4 hours during the day. And they'd have a bad game and he would just have to like praise Russell. I don't know how that works, but. So he left Sports Talk to follow Russ to Denver, and yeah.
That's crazy. It
hasn't gone so well. So anyhow, Raiders on the road.
Raiders.
I'm going to go win for the Vikings.
I'm going to go win, too. I'm not a big Josh McDaniels guy as well. I think that's a win.
I agree. That's a win for the Vikings. Okay, now we get to the divisional games. Packers at Lambeau.
Loss.
Yeah. Loss for me. Always depends the time of year, but it's such a tough place to play. I'm going to go with loss.
Yeah, I'm going to go win. I don't think Rodgers is going to play for them. So I don't really, if it's Jordan Love, I mean, they have a decent roster, but I'm going to say the Vikings sweep the Packers right now. We're going to do this about 15 more times. So Lions on the road.
You know what? I'll probably change this, but I'm going to buy some kitty stock. I'm going to go loss. I went loss here, but I'll go loss there too.
Yeah.
I'll flip it. I'll say it's a win. I think the road teams go in there and get wins. That's my logic for this. It's irrational, but that's what I'm sticking with.
I have the same irrational logic. I think they split. I don't know why I have it flip-flop, but I will have the Vikings beating Lions and then the Bears on the road, Soldier Field.
So if the schedule maintains to what it has been of late, which was always the Vikings ending up hosting the Bears for the last game until this year when it flipped to the Vikings going to Chicago late. If that maintains, the Vikings will go to Soldier Field again late in the season. I'm going loss. I think Chicago's going to be improved, on its way to much improved. that place still has some really weird games and some weird karma for the Vikings, despite their more recent success against bad Bears teams. I'm going loss there.
Okay. I'm going to go with loss too. I believe the Vikings have won, what, three straight in Chicago, which is rare for them. But typically it's been a house of horrors. And depending on the time of year, yeah, to Judd's point, like if it's a meaningless game, you know, who cares? But I think in general, if this is going to be, you know, maybe a primetime slot, classic Kirk meltdown game, I think it's a loss in Chicago.
It feels like a weird Monday night game or something,
yep.
Doesn't it? You know, they bring yeah. Randy Moss is on the field picking the Vikings before the game in his trench coat or something. So, yeah, they're going to slip up against the Bears in one of these. So I've got them splitting with the Bears, splitting with the Lions, sweeping the Packers next year. I lost count of you guys. I have them at 10-7.
9-8 for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8-9.
Okay, wow. So some major regression from all three of us. Judd has them regressing by 5 games.
Which might be drastic.
So you don't have a lot of faith in... What, Brian Flores, the young players?
Well, I just think it's
offense,
tougher, too.
What,
no, I no, I think the schedule is tougher.
Where is this coming from?
No, this is coming from a place of the schedule is tougher.
It is a tougher schedule, yeah.
Eagles, Bengals, Panthers.
Put the Panthers in that same collection.
There's some decent... Well, but I mean, the Panthers are
Chiefs,
going to be
49ers,
improved.
Eagles, Bengals, like, Falcons.
If you look at this road schedule, it's definitely... I have them 5-3 at home. And 3-6 on the road. And I think that this schedule, with the extra road games as well, gets more trying. So it's not hate. I just think the schedule is tougher. And you're not going to win. You know, the reality is this. You are not going to win the one-score games, all of them, like you did 11-0, right?
Yeah.
In 2022. So it's not hate. It's regression, partially based on a first-place schedule.
Yep, it is. It's going to be a lot tougher. In fact, there's a whole episode to be done here. Just essentially, how do the Vikings fight off regression? Where are the areas that are just naturally going to come back to earth? Just put your realistic goggles on for a second, right? Are they going to be historically great in one score games again? Probably not.
Yes.
But then again, is the defense likely to get better? Yes, I would say the offense is likely to get better too. Just another year in the system. If you can upgrade at wide receiver. If Ed Ingram cannot be the worst right guard in the NFL, there's a lot of room for improvement even on offense. But how do they fight off regression? There's a good chance they could actually be a more solid team all around and win like 3 fewer games or 4 fewer games because of circumstance. Yep. More road games, tougher games, worse luck in close games, etc. So if they rolled in, you know, if I'm right and they roll into the playoffs 10-7. Maybe they win the division, maybe they don't. You might actually feel better about that team's chances to do damage than the 13-win team that had a negative point differential. So wins and losses might not tell the whole story for next year's team.
The intriguing thing, too, is this. You play some very tough teams. Your quarterback list of opponents is not that daunting. I got Burrow, yes. Hurts, yes. Russell Wilson, maybe. I'm not positive yet.
Yeah, not Fields, right now, right?
Fields, I like. Justin Herbert of the Chargers. Mahomes of the Chiefs.
Maybe Rodgers twice. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe Rodgers twice, but it's a bunch of unknowns, too. Like San Francisco, unknown. Saints, no idea. Bucks probably take a massive step backwards with Brady gone. So
funny,
like,
you wind up with at least 2 Hall of Famers, but a lot of question marks.
Yeah.
Although, don't sleep. You know, I know that you skipped over Jared Goff, but. Yeah, people laugh at Jared Goff. Jared Goff has daggered the Vikings a few times and had a really good season last year.
I don't laugh at Goff. He just doesn't scare me.
Maybe he should. That
Joe Burrow, he's had
in his
Joe Burrow scares me. Hurts and Fields might scare me with their legs, with their speed. Jared Goff, don't scare me.
Jared Goff.
So, all right, so I have him at 10 wins, Dex at 9, Judd at 8. That's our first of many cracks at picking the Vikings schedule. And it's time now to mock. Presented by our friends over at Livia, helping many Purple Daily listeners, including Judd himself, lose a lot of weight over the last 18 months or so.
Indeed, 40 pounds down more than a year ago. So the guy on the left, that is Sports Dad, became the guy on the right. That is Sports Dad with a tie on and a lot of weight off, 40 pounds. And guess what? I was there today, consultation time, not because I'm trying to lose a bunch of weight, but because it is a weight control center. It's not a quick fix diet plan. It is a plan that works. It changes your lifestyle, but it's as simple as can be. And guess what? You create habits that are good ones. Your relationship with food gets healthier. And right now, if you call them and ask for the Judd offer, you're going to get 50% off the program. 50% off the program if you want to change your life starting today and look great by springtime. More importantly, feel great. 855-GO-LIVIA, livia.com, LIVEA.com. That is your first step towards a lifestyle change that's going to have you feeling fantastic.
Also, a shout out to our friends over at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. Just a great guiding hand if you're a business owner out there. They've been around since 1904. They're based in Owatonna, Minnesota. They're one of us, so to speak. And they're all about creating great face-to-face relationships with their clients. They're not just an insurance company that you have, you know, on a email contact or something. They are a true partnership with your business, providing that guiding hand, like a great offensive line, if you will. Federatedinsurance.com to find out more information about the resources they can provide. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. All right, let's mock it up here, boys. Let's do this.
I want to mock.
This is the Lance Zierlein 1.0 on NFL.com. One of the more prominent mockers in the mockosphere.
Nice.
And he is saying here, I think this is just a one round. Looks like a one round mock. He didn't do a trade at the top. He says, with my 1.0, I'm not making a trade projection. So he just has the Bears taking Jalen Carter. Now this could change in future mocks. Maybe he has trades. Maybe he's got a trade in mock 2.0.
I'm disappointed, Lance. I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed.
I mean, it just kind of feels like they're going to trade that pick, right?
Yeah.
Because if you can collect an extra first or something, or an extra second and still
get it changes the whole thing, because then the team that you trade with is going to take a quarterback. So, like, it's almost, I think, paramount to do a trade so that you at least have a clue that a quarterback goes first.
I still think, I know they've put so much into Justin Fields, but the coach and the general manager did not draft Justin Fields. He's already into year 3 of a rookie scale contract. So, you know, the clock has been ticking here. You could make a strong case if you feel like he's good, not great, that you should trade Fields to a desperate team, maybe for like a first or a second round pick, and then start the clock over on one of the quarterback, a Bryce Young or something. You could make that case.
If you're in love with him, yeah.
They could even trade out of the pick and still get like C.J. Stroud or something, start the clock over and get extra draft capital. But they've got Jalen Carter going to the Bears here. Zierlein has Bryce Young going to the Texans. Will Anderson Jr. to the Cardinals, C.J. Stroud to the Colts. I'm going to skip around here. Will Levis to the Raiders. So there's your third quarterback off the board at 7.
Interesting.
Boy, he's got some cornerbacks going early here. He's got Christian Gonzalez as the first cornerback off the board to the Lions at 6.
Oh, yep.
And then he's got Devin Witherspoon, our guy Thor's guy, at 10 to the Eagles. Jalen Hyatt, the first receiver off the board at 12. That's the first time we've seen this. I love when mockers go deeper than just like your standard. Jalen Hyatt, we've seen in some second, third round mocks. He's the first receiver off the board here. Has almost unnatural speed with the acceleration to leave man coverage in the dust. He's a deep threat and helps move safeties out of the box. Brian Branch, another cornerback off the board to the Jets at 13. Where's Stroud? Stroud's 4. All right.
Okay.
All right. Missed Stroud. Okay. Anthony Richardson, fourth quarterback off the board to the Buccaneers at 19 to replace Tom Brady at some point.
Not to Washington. Okay.
John Michael Schmitz, the Gopher center to the Seahawks at 20.
Yep. His stock shooting up.
How about it? Quentin Johnston, receiver TCU to the Ravens at 22. And then we get to the Vikings with the 23rd pick. According to Lance Zierlein, they select out of Georgia cornerback Kelly Ringo.
I I want a mock.
Mock!
All right. Jarrett. So he comes with great size and a championship pedigree, 66 foot two,
all right,
210 pounds. Strong and physical, and would be an upgrade at the position for the Vikings. So as we round up all of the mocks that we have done so far on the show, this is the 10th mock draft roundup across Mackie and Judd and Purple Daily. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cornerback selections out of the 10 mocks that we have done so far. So how would you feel about Brian Flores adding a 6'2", big, physical outside corner from Georgia?
Former teammate of Scenes, right, at Georgia?
Yep.
Both big guys like to hit, like to lay the wood on opposing receivers. I would not have a problem if you take a cornerback. Where does Joey Porter Jr. go, Phil? Can you find him?
JPJ.
Yeah, you know, we talked more about him.
I don't think I skipped him. I did skip him. He goes 17.
Okay.
To the Steelers. So this would be, the Vikings would be taking, in this case, I think, the 5th cornerback off the board.
Interesting.
Which doesn't seem like great value, but it is a cornerback-rich draft.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. JJ was, what, the 5th receiver to go in his draft? And that turned out pretty doggone well. So, I still have my gut, smaller than it used to be, of course. My gut tells me that they're going to trade back to get more picks. But I don't love that idea. But unless there's a way to get more picks, I do not see them settling for 4. Or like trading back, or like trying to trade a third round pick, which you could do. I just have a feeling that Kwesi's instinct is to trade back. So that's my guess.
I agree. I think you want to trade back, but I don't know that you want to trade out of the first round.
I agree with you.
Because you want that.
Yes.
And this is a nuance, but like, if you can get the 5th-year option on a rookie player that you like, it's more valuable for you. So you definitely want to stay in the first round. Unless a team makes it, you know, you're going to move back from like 23 to 35 and they give you another second-round pick and a future first or something, but we'll see. So there you go. That's the Lance Zierlein mock from NFL.com. Well, we're rounding up everything. The only duplicate we've had in the 10 that we've done so far is Cam Smith from Walter Football and Pro Football Network. But we'll keep rounding these up for you guys. That's a wrap on this bonus episode of Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment.
Pick that schedule.
Maybe we pick it again tomorrow. We'll sleep on it and put together an actual order and pick it again tomorrow. Or maybe not. The other episode today is going to be our final round of predictions in the 2022 Write That Down season as we make our way toward the finish line there. So check that out, and we'll see you guys later. Purple Daily.